Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is Tuesday of the 19th week in ordinary time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Elise Marie Ramirez, who is in leadership in her congregation, the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Her preaching today is entitled, Still Not Getting It.
A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Jesus called a child whom he put among them and said, Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. Take care that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I tell you, in heaven, their angels continually see the face of my Father in heaven. What do you think? If a shepherd has 100 sheep and one of them has gone astray, does he not leave the 99 on the mountains and go in search of that one that went astray? And if he finds it, truly, I tell you, he rejoices over it more than over the 99 that never went astray. So it is not the will of your Father in heaven that one of these little ones should be lost. 18 chapters. 18. Well, 16 at least. Of being called by Jesus, of companioning him, these disciples have been walking with him, listening to him, observing him, eating with him, praying with him, working with him. To town after town, one side of Galilee to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, up the mountain, down the mountain, into Capernaum, on the stormy sea, through the Gadarene territory, village after village, this synagogue and the next, to Nazareth, to the land at Gennesaret, into the region of Tyre and Sidon, back to the shores of Galilee. And after all of this, what is their question? Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Who's going to be first in the reign of God? Who gets to make the decisions, give the decrees and directions, share the glory at the top of the mountain? Jesus, did you just want to scream? No. There's no screaming. No sarcastic response or clipped, sharp words. For this is our Christ, here to show us the reign of God among us. With characteristic generosity and patient understanding, he unveils the hidden agenda in the disciples' question. He knows the question is not who will be the greatest, but how do I get to be the greatest? Gently placing one with no status, no honor, no privilege, no influence into their midst, he proclaims, when you are one with this one, this child, you will enter the kingdom. As they take in this child, I'm wondering, is that when it all flows back in? By the time Jesus gets to the one lost sheep, and the choice to go after that one, are the disciples hearing the echo of the Beatitudes again? Do they see the calm Gerasene demoniac again. The stormy, churning waters flowing into gentleness again. They find themselves puzzling the mustard seed and the yeast again. Do they taste the 5 loaves and the 2 fish enough for 5,000 again? Do we? The reign of God undoes the value system of greatness as first. The value system of greatness as dominance. Being agents of this kingdom, God's kingdom, we say yes to being one with the little ones. We breathe in the truth of having been baptized by one Spirit into one body. And as such, we let go of grasping for greatness, accomplishment, privilege, and posturing, so that we can reach out and take the hand of another, so to belong together in communion, not in competition. Friends, we do not need another chapter to convince ourselves of the values of the reign of God, do we? Let today be the day for opening our eyes to the little ones in our midst who remind us what it means to belong to one another. And together, our eyes open and we walk into the reign of God here and now.